Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Welcome back to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am your host, Natasha. Thank you so much for being here. I am excited about today's episode, but before we get started, make sure that you head over to javerywellness.com/reset to begin your 7-day self-care reset today. The temperature is changing. The sun is going down earlier, and we need to go ahead and prioritize self-care now so that you're not in the thick of fall and winter talking about what am I supposed to do, okay? So head over to javerywellness.com/reset so you can start your self-care reset today. Now, we got us a guest, okay? So today we're diving into a topic that most of us never connect to our intimate lives. Nutrition. Joining me today is Robin Muhammad, the founder of Necessary Nutrition, Inc. Over the past 17 years, Robin has helped thousands of women use food and nutrition to build and repair their bodies. But her work isn't just professional, it's deeply personal. Nearly 20 years ago, Robin was pre-diabetic, overweight, and unsure about the right steps to take. She became fascinated with the power of food and made a bold career shift to focus on nutrition and personal development. That decision transformed not just her health, but her entire life. Today, Robin's work as a nutritionist has led to her creating the Necessary Nutrition brand of supplements, including vitamin D3 plus K2 and Necessary Nutrition plant protein, products designed specifically to support women's wellness. Now, what I love about Robin's approach is that she gets it, right? She's been where many of us are or have been, overwhelmed, dealing with health challenges, which I'm dealing with it right now, y'all. And trying to figure out what actually works. And through her journey, she discovered something most of us, we do not talk about, how deeply our food choices impact our sexual health, our confidence, and our intimate experiences. Keep listening if you want to know like what we get into. Now, today's conversation, it gets real. Robin shares her own story and how she learned the hard way about food and how it impacts our bodies. And we talk about everything from yeast infections, pH balance, to how your gut health impacts your libido, and why the sugar cravings before your period is actually your body trying to tell you something. If you've ever wondered why you're always tired, not in the mood, or dealing with reoccurring intimate health issues, this episode is going to connect some dots for you. You didn't even know you needed them connected. So grab your favorite drink for this episode. I'm hoping it's water. Okay, because after you listen to this, you're going to understand. And let's get into it. Robin, thank you so much for spinning the block with me again. So we are going to get into the conversation about nutrition and yes, how that has a huge play in just our sexual health, right? Yeah. Talking about taste, we're talking about smell, yeah. Some of the things that I know from my clients, they're not very cognizant of. It's not something that's on the conversation list, especially with their partners on a regular. So correct. How important is nutrition to sexual health?
Yeah, so I am Robin, a nutritionist, and I really love talking about food and nutrition. And I'm going to say this, I discovered almost 20 years ago, the impact that food has on your body. And I did not relate it to all of the things that I've discovered that it has an impact on. And when it comes to sexual health, sexuality. So I'm going to say the what could be obvious. So when you are eating well, feeding your body well, then you have a confidence to you, right? There is a, I feel good, I have energy part of it. But then there's a part that people don't think about And I didn't think about it when I was younger, but literally, when you eat certain foods, it can throw off your pH balance down there. And if we're talking about sex, you're using your down there for your activities. You want it to present well. And when you're eating a lot of sugars, for example, or a lot of dairies, that can create an imbalance in your pH, an imbalance in your gut, which then can create yeast in your body or in your vagina. And you just don't think about that. So also when you're not eating as well, it cannot smell appropriate.
I have so I have a question. You bring up dairy, and I'm very well aware, especially for my body and for most Black bodies, dairy is not the best to consume. However, when it comes to vaginal concerns, there's always this eat yogurt
I knew
or
you were going to say
like I'm
that.
like, but isn't dairy?
So let me say that. So we're talking about, when we say dairy, definitely yogurt is a part of it, but I'm going to come back to yogurt in a second. So we're talking about milk and cheese and eggs and butter. Oftentimes now, like milk, for example, it just isn't presented to us like it once was when it was fresh and the milkman used to come around. Our Black bodies also have an intolerance often to lactose, so that is an issue. Dairy or yogurt, Greek yogurt, plain, and I'm going to repeat that, plain without sugar added, does have the good bacteria. So in that case, it can outweigh if you don't have a severe intolerance to lactose, the dairy or the yogurt can be beneficial in that way. So plain Greek yogurt, not the yummy, fruity, sugar-laden yogurts. I'm talking about plain, like the plain Greek yogurt that tastes like sour cream if you don't do anything to it. That's the kind that is most beneficial. However, if the person eats Greek yogurt or any plain yogurt and they feel bloated or they can tell that it's not appropriate for their digestive system, then that won't work for them. There are non-dairy yogurts. There are yogurts with oat milk and other forms, but that Greek yogurt really is beneficial. However, if we are looking for what's in the yogurt, which is probiotics, then you could take an over-the-counter probiotic to support you in that area if you can't do dairy. But the rest of it, I don't do a lot of, just because it just oftentimes doesn't agree. There's some people who are lactose intolerant, like they know for sure they eat dairy and there's an immediate reaction. And then there's others that don't know that they're lactose intolerant and they've just been living with a thing. So for me, I was very yeasty when I was eating a lot of dairy and sugar. I stayed once a month when your cycle would come or mine would come, there comes the yeast infections too. Did not know that it was related. When I overhauled my diet, I've not had a yeast infection since.
Interesting. Do you feel like there's enough information about this for those with vaginas to know that food plays a very big part? I don't think I've ever.
No, you don't talk
Yeah, that
about,
conversation wasn't in my household. And, we laid it on thick with the chicken and the this and the that. And I don't think there ever was a conversation of. Oh, but this could play a really big part in itching, in yeast, in the smell of your vagina.
It act like literally, like, because think about it, if you are eating food that is of doesn't have life to it, we'll call it that way. And what that could be is fried foods I'll say a lot of fun food. So let me say this, the foods that support us are foods that are alive, foods that actually go bad if you don't eat them in a certain amount of time, like your vegetables and your fruits, and then certain proteins. So those are foods that can support us depending on how we cook them, right? Because you can take some broccoli and then put some cheese on it and fry it up, and then now
Yeah.
you've made it something else. But what you're eating, it goes into your body, and then it becomes either life food, supports our cellular health, or it becomes waste. So if in fact you have waste in your body and your cells are reabsorbing this waste, it'll just come through your body. It'll come through your skin. It comes through. So if there's a partner and you're having oral sex and you don't eat well, it can come through for sure. Hands down. And we're always, as women, we want to, well, I don't know all women, but I want mine to be right
Yeah.
down there. And maybe we have baby wipes and we have special wipes. And we're always thinking about the external, like how we can do something to her, the vagina, on the outside and not so much on the inside. So what you are eating will definitely play a part. And I want to say this because I like to say what to eat. So some of the things, and this list isn't exhaustive, but I just want to give your listeners some things to put on their grocery list that support your overall health. So in no particular order, flaxseed. So flaxseed ground and refrigerated helps with our estrogen, which helps our vagina, the moisture, and all of those things. Sesame seed, pumpkin seed, and sunflower seed. So those seeds help with progesterone and estrogen. And then obviously your lady parts, because even with her moisture, depending on the age of when we're younger, we are more moister, I guess you would say, is it's
A little bit
easier.
more lubricated.
Yeah, lubricated, that's the word. And so as we get older, it changes and we have to actually be more intentional about what we eat. So those seeds are must-have seeds. And right now, obviously, I'm not doing a class on nutrition, but when I, because I'm just going through these foods and I'm not going into depth about why these foods are important, but those that are listening, just put these on your list. If you're willing to eat them, eat them. The leafy greens, so your spinach, your kale, your Swiss chard, your greens. Avocados are super powerful. I mean, these are things that you can eat every day. They help us balance our hormones. They detoxify our body. And then berries, super powerful. If you want to, I do Greek yogurt on a daily. You want to add in plain Greek yogurt. It's full of protein. It's full of good probiotics. You add some berries and a little bit of honey. It's good. The other thing, and I'm not going to go in depth into this, I'm just going to touch on it and put it out there, how we balance our protein. So protein, chicken, fish, eggs, turkey, tofu, Greek yogurt, protein with your carbohydrates, bread, pasta, chips, cookies, how that is balanced matters in how your body is going to show up. So if you are out of balance, which so many of us are, with your protein carbohydrate ratio, that will also throw off your body. So your body is not just, it's intelligent and everything matters. And what's happening in your gut, depending on what we're giving our gut, is going to then create a firestorm or not in our bodies. And then it'll affect your skin, it'll affect your hair, it'll affect your nail, it'll affect your sex. Yeah, it's
And it
big. Your
affects your emotions too. I recently learned
emotion.
at a retreat that I went to a couple years ago how much my gut health plays in like my mindset and my emotions, which then
Correct.
plays a part in how I connect with my partner. And I think when it
Exactly.
comes to sex, we don't think about all of the little intricate pieces that come
Right.
together for us not to be in the mood. It's just, okay, well, I know that I'm not in the mood. I think it's my mind because I'm focused on all these other things. But is it the possibility that there are some things that you're eating, like the sugars, that keep your mind continually like
Correct.
going or not being able to settle and rest in your body? Like there's so many other little things that we have to look
Little
at when we
things.
say, I'm not in the mood.
You know, something I was thinking about that it's simple. Well, let's say that we eat a meal. Okay, we eat a meal and our intention is we're going to go out to dinner and then after we're with our partner and then afterwards we're going to go have sex, right? We're eating our food and then we're not thinking about what we're eating. We're just like, I want to eat, you know, whatever it is. And then we eat a thing and now we're gassy
Oh
and
yeah.
we're bloated. And you're like, or maybe if I'm being graphic, like whatever you ate, maybe it even gave you diarrhea. Like that's crazy. But now, right? And now you're like, oh gosh, now I gotta go home and be sexy. You're just like, oh, my stomach hurts, right? You don't think about that. But when you're eating healthy, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. Or again, gas. You don't, and that just happens anyway, but I mean, the better you eat, the less congestion occurs in your body. And also, not to get too graphic, and depends on what people do sexually. I mean, there's all kinds of things that people can do. You just the better you eat, the better all the parts below your navel are, your anus or butt, however you call it. I'm trying to get the terms right? But yeah, and I had my own experience in my 20s where I didn't eat well, and my lady parts weren't proper.
How did
Yeah.
you know they weren't proper?
Because he told me.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah, he did tell me. I know.
How did you receive that in your 20s? I would have been wall sliding
I
somewhere.
know. I was just like, interesting. I was like, and this is, so I'm telling you guys this, but I'd even taken a bath. Like I was, thought I was well, or I just got out of the water. So what? But he told me, not right then and there, but it was like, well, the reason why I don't do certain things to you is because it's not right down there. I laughed about it now. It's been like 20 plus years ago, 20, 25 years ago, so I can say it now. But at the time, it was funny, but it wasn't, because that's embarrassing for sure. It's embarrassing. But what do you do? You're just like, you know what it was? This is what it was. It wasn't like he said to me, you know, immediately. It was after, when I started to eat better and everything changed, that he said the reason why I didn't do these certain things is because it was nasty. That's how I found out. It wasn't. So all the time I thought I was okay. This is the thing. Your partner may not tell you.
They're and
They
nine
might not
times out of ten they're not, because
tell
they
you. Yeah.
don't want to hurt your feelings, especially
Correct.
if on some of the less intense conversations when they share
Right.
something, it's like
Yeah.
you lose it and you crash out on them and they're like, and this is why I don't feel comfortable. So
Yeah.
shouts out to that person for actually
If
saying.
I can say this, how are you gonna tell somebody they coochie stink? Like, how do you tell somebody that? Like, how do you say that? Is there a way?
That's a good question. And I think if you are listening, how would you, wherever you're listening, like put a
Yeah.
comment. How would you want someone to tell you
That's a good question.
that it
Yeah.
doesn't smell good? And so here's my
That
thing.
is funny. That's a good question.
I feel like if we have a significantly good relationship with our body, it should never go that far. Like you should catch it before
You
someone
should.
else catches
I
it.
didn't catch it. I didn't catch it. I didn't
But
catch
that
I
would make
thought.
sense, though. That would make sense in your 20s. It's not like,
Okay.
oh, I'm down here and I'm smelling stuff and I'm looking at the consistency of like
Right.
my stomach
Okay.
and my mucus and all of those things. But I think through this conversation, it just shows the importance of, because everyone's always like, well, how do I change this? If you have a relationship with your body, then you feel those changes, right?
Yeah.
Like you. One thing that I found, I don't know what event I went to. I think it was a conference, a sex conference, and you know how you get all the little goodies. And there were
Right.
some pro or prebiotics for your
Oh, I
vagina.
think you right. Oh,
I was
dear.
taking them. I was like, oh, cool. I was taking them, and all of a sudden, my girl got loud. She was real,
Oh.
real loud. And it wasn't, it didn't,
Wow.
but it was very different. And then my
Okay.
partner, I was like, yo, she's loud. He was like, oh yeah, smell it. And then I realized,
Wow.
oh, the only thing I've changed are these pills. And I stopped taking them, and then she was fine. But if
She
you're
was
not
fine.
paying attention to your body, you don't
Right.
know the changes that it's making. If you go and you eat that juicy crab meal, and then you get
Right.
home and like you feel inflamed, or the consistency of your discharge is different, or like you
Right.
don't notice the smell, it's like, I don't pay attention to that's not me. That was just when I was in there eating. No, boo,
Right.
that's you.
Yeah. So sometimes even like a woman may not even just know that, like if okay, like let's say you've always had an aroma or something's always been going on, you don't know that that's not normal. So when
Right.
I was younger and I always had yeast infections, I just was like, okay, every month this is what I have. I didn't think that it was an option. Because I wasn't a nutritionist yet, and I just didn't know. So I did not know. I did not relate anything to what I was eating.
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode. You're gonna feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there, but here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's RESET. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode. Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, you hop in the shower and then you wash it off and then it's good to go. And that's probably what a lot of people think.
I think your experience of saying, but I took a shower, like I cleaned myself
Yeah, I
before,
was like,
just shows
I
the external sometimes
wasn't ready.
it's not enough. And this is a good conversation, and more conversations like this need to happen where
It
you
does.
feel safe enough to say, this is how I got from point A to point B. But it took a lot of humbling, understanding
Yeah.
what the body does, and making
Correct.
sacrifices. My listeners are about 35 to about 45-ish, so we
Okay.
are changes going on in the body. And for
Body.
me,
Yeah.
up on a milestone birthday, there are different things when it comes to eating that I'm noticing that I never noticed in my
Oh.
20s. And now it's like,
Yeah.
okay, I know I need to make the changes of eating. So I think my question to you is, how do we make these subtle transitions, knowing that a lot of the things that we're intaking have these addictive qualities to them? Like you're saying, bread and all of that, like my vices, right? Like, how do we
Yeah.
start making that transition?
I, you know, it's funny that you asked me that. So what I like to say to folks to do, and okay, so what I say, let me just say, I say for 10 days to just pull back on some of these things, meaning that I take my members, and I'm going to offer your listeners a freebie to do the same thing, where, and for you guys, it'll be 7 days. So we'll talk 7 days. So 7 days, what I would be asking you to do and coaching you through doing is just pulling back on certain things for those 7 days. Not so you, the rest of the month, the other 21 days of the month, you do what you do. The idea is, so for those 7 days, you're not having the dairy, you're pulling back on the gluten, you're pulling back on the sugar. And when I do the 7 day reset with those that participate, I explain why. And then after the 7 days, you get to see how you feel. So it's, if I said, oh, Natasha, don't eat sugar or bread forever, you're like, what? What? That don't work. And I wouldn't even want someone to do that. What I want people to learn is, well, there's a couple of things. When I do the monthly reset with my community, it's just that. It's just resetting your body, and your body just gets used to it. And every time you do it, you notice something different about your how your body feels. And what happens, I'll give you the example for myself. There was no way you could tell me not to eat cheese, not to eat beef. Like that just, I was like, what, why live? Like those things, right? And then once my body, when I stopped eating dairy, kicking and screaming, mind you, but once those yeast infections were gone and I didn't, I was like, what? Wish I would eat a piece of cheese. Like that's how I felt. And I was married to cheese. Like I was cheese wife. Like I was wifey cheese, you know? But I just, after that, I'm like, I don't want to because I feel better. And the only way to get a person to discover how they feel is to have them baby step into it in some cases. So with the 7 day reset, I'll invite you to do it. It's a freebie. It's on my website. You sign up, and for 7 days, I coach you through. There's guidelines that I provide. And I always tell people, do it at your level, because sometimes people say, well, I can't give up bread and cheese. Well, I'm like, okay, we'll just give up the one that, you know, well, I can't give up bread, cheese, and sugar. Okay, just give up sugar. Like take the 7 days and just focus on that one thing. So with the 7 day reset, you can do it all or you can do it some, but it's a way to do it. And in doing it, I'm giving you the foods to focus on and the ones to not focus on. And it just helps you. It's a guide. So that, I think that's the answer. It's just baby step into it and just every month say, okay, this month I'm going to do a little bit more. And it doesn't change your whole life. Like, seriously, you have 21 other days of the month to live La Vida Loca. Like, you do it. But what happens is, at the what I find is that in my community, we do it for 10 days, but the freebie is 7 days. But once my members do it for 10 days, and then on the 11th day, this always happens. On the 11th day, they're like, I'm free. A couple of things happen. They say, oh gosh, I'm free. Give me all the bread, right? Day 11. And then they eat the bread and it bloats them or whatever happens. And they're like, okay, that is what happens when I do it. Okay, I don't feel as good. So then that just inspires them to take a different approach. And then, right. And then there are people that say, oh gosh, I feel so good. I'm not going back to that. And then they just remove it out of their lives. So it's a dance. Everybody has to figure out what works for them. And there is no straight line. There is no get there. It truly is evolutionary. Well, that's the way that you discover when you feel the best. Even when it comes to sugar, because we all have different vices, like the thought of not having sugar for some people for even a day is just out of control. They're like, wait a minute, how can I even do this? And then the question is, okay, if your body, if you person cannot go, this, and I want people to hear this, if you can't go a day without sugar because your mind is like craving and your, that means in your gut there is a dysbiosis, there is an imbalance, there is a yeast that is trying to be fed and some bacteria that is calling out. And when you have those cravings and you feed it, then the gut is like, thank you. In your gut, there's an army. There's a good army and a bad army. And whoever you feed is the one that's going to win. So if you feed the bad army because it's asking you for sugar and you give it to it, you just armed it with all this ammunition, and it is totally demolishing your good bacteria, your good army. And we talked about the gut and the brain. So when you have more bad bacteria, it tells your brain, go get that fried chicken, go get that whatever it is. It's telling you, like, it, because it's like it's asking for it. The bacteria is asking your brain to go get it, and you are doing it. And it's a cycle. The only way to cut the, and yeah, it is deep. So the only way to cut the cycle, and it's It's a cycle, but it's not as hard to cut as one might think, because with sugar in particular, the longer you go without it, the easier,
Yes.
the less your body
Yeah.
wants it. But the first little bit of time, it's hard. I always give people tools though. Like if you really love sugar, I have all kinds of alternatives to manage the sweet tooth where you feel satisfied. Your body is not just asking you for that sugar, but you didn't give it the processed sugar that it was asking. For example, I mean, so let's say you're like, oh my gosh, I need sugar. Then maybe an apple with some nut butter is sweet enough to give that the body what it needs. Or it's now this is something that I often use: dark chocolate in its bitter form. Which what happens when you eat like dark chocolate, it tastes terrible,
Absolutely.
but it stops you from craving stuff. Because
Really?
it gives you, so our body is wanting and craving different things. Sometimes it's sugar, sometimes it's something that's magnesium rich. It's so complicated. But let's say you eat a piece of dark chocolate because you're craving chocolate. And it's not that you're craving milk chocolate. It's not that you're craving your when you get the chocolate in the dark chocolate, your body's like, oh good, I have it. But your mind is like, ew, that was nasty. But your body's like, but I had what I needed. I got the chocolate. I'm good. And then you're like, I don't want no more of that. But if you ate milk chocolate, your body's like, oh, good, more, 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 right? It turns on a different signal in the brain. But you eat the dark chocolate, it handles your business and it stops you from wanting to do more.
Right, the pleasure
Is
center, like it just
correct. It
those certain
just
things, the pleasure center doesn't choose what gives it pleasure, right? It's just
Right.
gave me this thing and it
Yep.
feels really good. So I just want some more of that. I think
Yeah.
for me, one of the things that I always worry about is the withdrawals of taking
Yeah.
myself out of things. It's like, okay. And I think some other like high achieving go-getter women are like, I don't have the time to be down because you don't know
Yeah.
what withdrawal is going to hit you. You know, I've experienced headaches, I've experienced shakes, I've, you know, tried
Yeah.
a long time ago, I tried to like come off of like sugar and carbs and everything, and I got hit. I was cold. It felt like the flu.
Yeah, you know, I love it. Not that I love it, but I think the conversation is, it gets me excited because before I was me, I was you. I was shaky if I didn't eat certain things. I was all of the things that you said. And I never could imagine that I could be who I am today based on who I was before at all. So, but it's mental in some cases, and it's absolutely physical, but there is a way to baby step the body through it. There is truly a way, even with a detox symptom. That's why I like to offer people the 7-day reset, because you don't have to go all of the balls to the walls and do all of these things. And at a deeper level, I like to coach women through, gosh, as a nutritionist, I have so many tools, but a lot of my tools are based on that woman's personality, that woman's lifestyle. It's never just like, oh, well, this is what you have to do. This is what's going to work. It really has to do with just that whole woman. I love to say I'm a strategist. And to help people figure it out. So even again with the sugar, baby step it. Now some people could just go all in, right? It just depends on the personality. But if you just baby step it, and even something like, I don't know if this is true for you, but let's say you're having three lattes with sugar and such a day, then you just go to two latte, right? And not try to cut it all off. But there's also like, if you're taking something out, then what are you going to put back in? So if, as I mentioned before, if you're taking out, people like candy, but then maybe because people like to crunch or people like to chew or whatever the case may be, okay, then what are we going to put in its place so that you don't feel like you're deprived of it? Yeah, it's a lot.
It
It's fun,
is.
though.
There's so many, as you're talking, I'm just thinking of so many layers. One, you talking about it's individual, right? Like there is no one size fits all
It's not.
lifestyle change. So it makes me think about that. It makes me think about how much energy our body can have to do the sexual things that we would want to
Back
do.
to the set.
You know, it's like
Yes.
if
Yes.
you're exhausted and you have brain fog and you're moody
Correct.
and all of these things, and
Yeah.
you're unable to exercise and you don't like the way
Correct.
your body looks, all of that
All of that.
affects your
Yeah.
interaction with your partner. Me, I struggle with water intake, which plays a huge part in lubrication and orgasm. Like for those of you that want to be able to squirt, drinking water plays a really huge
Part
part
in that.
in being able to do that. And so, no, it's not just it doesn't work this way or I'm not interested. There's so many other little pieces that just by changing one thing for, like for me, let's
One
just stop
thing.
doing the sodas. Continue to go do what you want to do. Just change the sodas and switch it with something else. That changes the trajectory, which then gives
Correct.
the proof. I think we need to see the
The
proof
proof.
that
Yes.
this actually does it. Like this.
Yeah, in order to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the way you said about the sodas, because again, when I talk about the 7-day reset, it's just like that. It's like, okay, that's part of that is one of the guidelines is for those 7 days, drink water. That's not forever, just during those 7 days. And people always ask me, well, can I still have my tea and my coffee and my this? I say, yes. Okay. And when people ask me permission for stuff, I'm like, you've grown. You can do whatever you want to do. But I think that I would just say drink enough water so that your urine is nearly clear. So before you get your coffee, drink your water and then have your coffee. If you have room left for your coffee, that's cool. And then you'll be urinating all the time. And that's another thing too. People, if they're teachers, are like, well, you can't go to the bathroom all the time. I'm in here with the kids or I'm doing things. And if I drink water, I like to work with the mindset part of it. That I mean, I'm not a psychotherapist or anything, but we definitely have some roadblocks in what we say that we're able to do. And I have some people that are teachers, and they're like, well, I don't wanna have to go to the bathroom all the time. And I'm like, well, what if you do? What if you call somebody in, one of the aides is walking around so you can go to the bathroom? Like, that's actually what your body needs, and you convinced yourself or that's your job, so you can't do a certain thing for your health. You got your health is first. Go to the restroom, drink your water, go let it out, do the things you have to do. We as busy women, we are doing all the things. And this is the other thing, when we are in a relationship, we have to show up for ourselves so we can show up for that relationship. And when we're tired and we're all of these things and our partners want to have sex with us and we don't want to, that affects the relationship.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
there's something we have to do about it. The brain fog, that's a whole nother conversation. Being tired. I mean, we could do 20 podcasts about this, but about different things. But I always have different tools. I'm gonna six. I don't know. I'm looking at, okay. I'm gonna give you guys some tools.
Yes.
Just a couple of tools. That I want to make sure as women, as Black women, you have. And then we'll come back. And this is on the supplement realm. These are three things. So one thing is vitamin D. And vitamin D for your vagina actually helps with the good bacteria. It helps with the lubrication. It helps with cell growth and repair. So as we're getting older, our cells and our vagina, it tends to atrophy and do all those things. So vitamin D really helps with the cellular health and the lubrication of your vagina. So all women, especially Black women, should be supplementing with vitamin D, because vitamin D is in the sun. That's where you find it, but we have this beautiful melanated skin, which acts as a barrier. And we as Black women are more likely to be deficient in vitamin D. And if we're deficient, we're tired, we're moody, our hair might come out, and all of those other things. And it's an easy deficiency to have, and also an easy deficiency not to have. I recommend it being taken with K2, vitamin D3, K2. And the K helps to get the vitamin D and the calcium into our bones, away from our heart, and all those things. And as we get older, are we become more prone to heart disease,
Right.
and the K helps that. So the vitamin D3 with K2 helps. The other one is magnesium. Now, magnesium you can find in pumpkin seeds and dark chocolate and leafy greens, food-wise. But magnesium helps with can help with sleep and anxiety and restfulness. There's a whole bunch of different types of magnesium. So I want to tell you guys, it's either glycinate or citrate. Do not get oxide. So you're looking for glycinate or citrate for the magnesium. And that can help with calming, with, as I said, sleep. Because remember, if you wake up, if you get a good night's sleep, then that's good, right? You wake up in the
Right.
morning and you have a little bit more energy. But if you're tossing and turning and thinking and doing and all of those things, because our brains are always, busy. So the magnesium can help with that. Those are the two that I always just say must-haves for us in this age. And then let us say to you guys, do the 7-day reset, ladies. Do the 7-day. It don't cost you anything, and it's a tool that you'll always get to keep the resources, and it'll guide you through the foods to eat, and you can decide what level. And then I literally will coach you through. I will talk to you. If you want to text with me, I'll text with you. I think it's a good tool to get you started, so that you, because this is all just about thriving in our body, feeling good on the inside, so we can feel on the outside, so we can have good sex and be energetic. The other thing too is when we're gonna have our cycle, if you still have a cycle, that's also the time to sit down somewhere. Like there's, so this is the thing, when you're having your cycle, you are likely craving things, and your body really is craving things. Now, what how we translated is, oh, my body wants a pie or some Doritos or whatever. Like that's what we go pick up. But our, because of the hormone that's running through our body, it actually is craving more sugar, more glucose, but it might be satisfied with some corn or a sweet potato. But that's not what we're like, I need some ice cream. Like what, how we go get the food. Our body wants something sweet. It does. It is true. And it needs it actually to help that hormone behave. But the form in which the glucose that it needs is not usually what we give it. We give it something that doesn't help us, but it calms our cravings. But the body is wanting like a natural sweetness and things like that. So but when you have your cycle or you're about to be, that literally is, if you have a calendar and you're regular and you know, actually schedule some time to just chill out
Yeah, that's
and
my
relax.
plan. That is my plan. I said I'm going to
Yes.
start planning my life around
Yes.
my cycle.
Seriously. Yeah, because think about it. You just, we're tired. We're moody. We're all these things. And then right after your cycle, when we're going to come into ovulation, that's our warrior cycle. I mean, that's our warrior. Like, we're like, oh, give it to me. We're, that's the time when in your life, if you want to run a marathon or do a new project or do whatever, that's when it happens. Even like for fasting, I fast like after my cycle, because I just feel like I could do anything. Like mentally, you can't stop me. But when my cycle's about to come, I please, what? Who? Leave me alone.
Not doing it. Leave, yes, go
Yeah, leave me
away.
alone. And we have to understand the flow of our, like our bodies and how you said plan things around. If you have the ability to give yourself more grace, more time to sit down, more time to rest when your cycle is coming, do that. And then if you know after your cycle that that's when you're that warrior, you take on new projects, you want to clean the house, think about that when you're planning your life, and when you've given up the sex, that like make sure it gets, wear them out or her out or whatever you do, wear them out at that time after your cycle is done. Give it to them good, so good that they can go a while.
Right, they can wait till the next cycle comes
Yeah,
around to be
correct. When you
okay.
have the most energy, but I don't think we think about that either. The food matters, the thoughts matter, the behaviors matter, it all matters. But if you eat not so good, your lady parts will and reflect that.
Yeah. I think from these interviews, something that keeps coming back to, excuse me, my high achieving brain, it can be simple.
Yeah, it can be simple. I think I am a high achiever reformed, I think, because I still am an
Agreed.
ambitious woman. I am ambitious. I have a company. I'm a mama. I'm a wife, all those things. But I realize, and I'm also in the health field, so I realize what all the things, all my ambition, all my drive and goals and dreams, how it was sometimes in conflict with my health. So I had to figure out how to be all that I can be all that I need to be and achieve, but still, it's like still let my body do what it needs to do. Because with us, especially as we're getting older, when we're going, being, we're running out our adrenal glands. And when we're running out our adrenal glands, it one day will just send you haywire. Like one day, Tuesday, you were fine driving around, no problem. Wednesday, you having a panic attack, your heart's palpitating, you're sweating, and you're just like, what just happened here? It's like the stress in your body just gets to a point at some times where it just
It can.
boom. It
Yeah.
can't.
Yeah. I think that's like a perfect way to kind of like in this is the reminder that all of these things that we feel like we have to do, all of these like responsibilities and roles that we continue to put in the top one to five spot where it is not us, right? Like we're not in the one to five. It's a lot of external and a lot of other people. It's going to stop us at some point. It's not
It will
about,
fit you.
yeah, it's not about
It's me too.
if, like, it's about when. If you don't make the necessary changes, it is going to catch up with you. Statistics show
Promise you,
Black
yeah.
women, it's going to catch up with us. So if the only thing that you take from this is go eat a pumpkin seed or drink
Yeah.
one less soda a day,
Yes,
you've
ma'am.
taken the time to choose you and put you in hopefully the number one spot, but I would love for you to be in
It's
the one
hard
to
to do.
five if you can't be in the number one. And it can be simple. We don't have to overthink it. It can literally be, as you said, instead of three lattes, I'm having two today, and keep it moving.
So I thank you so much. Again, there's so much that we can say. But thank you for having me. I'm Robin, Necessary Nutrition, and y'all are welcome to get the 7-day reset, as well as we offer vitamin D because that's something that is just beneficial for Black women, and we specialize in that because we just know how powerful it is. It keeps you off of other medications in some cases. So thank
Thanks,
you
Robin.
for that. Yes, thank you so much.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.jruewellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.